A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After the crippled man had been cured, while Peter and John were speaking to the people, the priest, the captain of the temple guard, and the Sadducees confronted them. Disturbed that they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead, they laid hands on Peter and John and put them in custody until the next day, since it was already evening. But many of those who heard the word came to believe, and the number of men grew to about 5,000. On the next day, their leaders, elders, and scribes were assembled in Jerusalem with Annas and the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were with the high priestly class. They brought them into their presence and questioned them, "By what power, by what name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, answered them, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we who are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely, by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, and in his name this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." The word of the Lord. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, "His mercy endures forever." Let those who fear the Lord say, "His mercy endures forever." The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. O Lord, grant salvation. O Lord, grant prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas, also called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We'll come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but the night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered, "No." And so he said to them, "Cast the net over to the right side of the boat, and there you will find something." So they cast it and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. While they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal pit with fish on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, "Come have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them in a manner like with the fish. This now was the third time that Jesus revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, again, resurrection accounts of Jesus. And again, they ate fish. We won't go there today. But again, here is Jesus, and it's the one whom Jesus loved who recognized him. Huh? So this is John, of course, the beloved disciple. And John knew that he was loved. And that's so necessary for us to recognize Jesus. Not so much that we love God, as John would later say. You know, love is not that we love God, but God has loved us. That we have to come to that. You know, I got an email from somebody that sat there and says, Father, I don't want to know Jesus personally. It's not necessary for salvation. And if he'd have been in front of me, I'd have hit him. And I'd have just sat there, but I responded, which I never respond quickly. I said, you sure better want to get to know Jesus personally, sir. And you could tell he's a conservative. Everything was in Latin and da-da-da, and he was wanting to start arguing with me. I says, who made me? God made me. Why did God make me? God made me to know him, to love him, and serve him. That's knowing Jesus personally. You can't know him or love him without personally being in relationship with him. And that's the teaching of this church. Sir, he didn't respond. But the reality is we play games. We want to go through the motions. What is necessary for me to be saved? That's all I want. If we don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, if we don't know that we're loved, we need to. So if anybody else here thinks, oh, I don't need a personal relationship, you're wrong. It's time to grow in Christ. You and I must know that we're loved and we must love them back. That is necessary for salvation. Is there any questions? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.